friend of ours was sitting in the hospital waiting room, and a little boy was beside her. He looked at all the rings on her fingers and he said, "You must have had a lot of husbands."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
As I travel, people tell me their stories, and then they smile and say, "If you use that on the radio, don't use my name." So I wish to thank Jane, Don, Shelley, and Sarah for the following stories. I'm kidding. Your secrets are safe with me. And the 6.2 million people listening to this program. Our first story is from a lady who lives in, well, North America. My sister called one day. She told me she was frantic. "I just stabbed my husband," she said. "You what?" "He's always sneaking up on me. I was in the garden holding a little trowel. He grabbed me and yelled before I knew it. I stabbed him in the arm. I didn't mean to, honest. He saw the blood on his arm and he fainted. He's bad that way. He's lying here in the dirt. What should I do?" "What did you say?" I asked. "Tell me you didn't advise her to bury the body." She laughed. I told her to call 911, but by then her husband was sitting up. She got some towels and some hydrogen peroxide, and he was fine. But it's not something we tell people until we get to know them real well. I've read your books. You admit to some pretty crazy stuff, so I knew you were safe. Another anonymous individual informed me that she found herself quite by accident in the men's restroom at church. This was bad enough, but the latch on the stall door, well, it stalled. "I think it took about 8 guys to get the door off its hinges," she said. They were trying not to laugh, but they couldn't help it. One said, "No one will ever hear about this, but I've already had a dozen people ask me about it." Embarrassing moments, we've all had them. Our son Steve was on a ski hill and tried to climb onto a ski lift, the chair, with 4 senior citizens. And let me tell you, it did not end well. Let's just say, if you've heard of dominoes, you know what happened. Another story we can't tell is from a husband who heard his wife scream. He reached the kitchen fast and stood there trying not to laugh. His wife had been making shortbread cookies. When she turned the electric mixer on, it bounced off the side of the pan and caught a thread of her sweater. The beaters grabbed that thread, then knotted the front of the sweater up so tightly that the poor lady looked like she was trying to fit into her favorite outfit from grade 2. My kids still laugh about this because that's right, it was my wife. "You tell that on the radio," she grinned, "and I will come after you with these beaters." Then she laughed. "Go ahead and tell it." That reminds me of the time my mom let me lick the beaters. I just wish she would have turned the mixer off first. Ah, that's not true. Our final story comes from a gal who has a doctorate and a very sharp mind. "Sometimes I forget things, though," she admitted to me. "I was with my 4-year-old at the grocery store, and a lady asked, 'What's her name?' My mind went completely blank. We have 2 other children. I remembered their names, but not the name of this particular child. I'm not sure," I said, and headed for the checkout counter. "If you tell this story, Calloway," she warned me, "don't tell my name." "And don't worry," I said, "I won't. I forget names too." Well, aren't you glad we have someone who never forgets our names? Even if our mother does, he won't. In John 10, Jesus compares himself to a shepherd who calls his sheep by name. "I am the good shepherd," he says. "I know my own, and my own know me." In Isaiah 43, the Lord reminds the people of Israel, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." In Isaiah 49, God says, "Can a mother forget her own child? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." Never forget it, okay? And don't forget to send us your stories. Your secret is safe with me.
Has the ministry of Laugh Again touched your life? Consider making a financial gift this month as a way of showing your appreciation. It's because of the faithful giving of our Laugh Again listeners that this ministry remains on the air. To support Laugh Again, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.